You are listening to Concert Blast.
Skydiving, I win. Rocky Mountain climbing, I win. 2.7 seconds on the full name Fu Manchu. Man, I love deeper and I spoke sweeter and I watched an eagle as it was flying. Someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
Hi, and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold along with
Tom Thompson
and
Will Perry.
Will Perry is right. Will Perry is here in substitute for Brian Hasbrook. Will, as you've heard, was on our mini podcast. He helped us last year here at the CMA Fest. He helped us in Memphis at the Memphis MA Bill Street Music Festival. But tonight we're in Nashville, Tennessee, our hometown, at LP Field where the Tennessee Titans play. And we're here again, once again, probably for the 10th year straight, at the what?
CMA Fest!
That's right. We can't wait for everything to get started.
Yeah, we are so excited to be back. I mean, we want to thank the CMA Festival for inviting us back again, and we are so excited. The lineup is fantastic this year.
And once again, we got a great lineup for the first night of the CMA Fest. Who do we have here, Will?
First off, we have Alabama coming out.
I am looking forward to seeing Alabama.
What, one song last year, two songs?
About two songs a couple of years ago. Came out with Brad Paisley, I believe it was. But this year, they got their own set, and they're going to kick off this show, this party, with a great show.
That's going to be followed up by Luke Bryan.
And you will hear the girls screaming at that show.
Yes, they will. And like Will was saying earlier, he's come on second. He should be on the top dog, you would think.
But they do have a good headliner tonight, but we'll get to that in a minute. Oh, yeah. Who's after Luke Bryan?
Brantley Gilbert's right after Luke Bryan.
And he's come a long way since when he first started out here.
Yes, he has.
Of course, he'll probably do half of the songs that Jason Aldean does. Probably. Because he wrote them.
Yeah.
Next up,
Dierks Bentley.
And he keeps growing his popularity every year.
After him, Rascal Flatts.
We're looking forward to Rascal Flatts again. They always throw a classic rock song in there at times.
Yes, they do.
So I'm looking forward to that.
All right, to close out the night, a country music legend, Tim McGraw.
And great actor, by the way.
Yeah.
He does do a great job. That's my favorite for the night, no doubt about it.
Well, you know, I hadn't seen him. He was okay in my book until we saw him here a few years ago. And he blew me away.
Yeah.
He knew how to do his songs. He knew how to arrange them. He knew how to get the crowd involved. And I was blown away with his performance. In a few minutes, we're going to have Alabama take the stage. For you, it's a few seconds. Yeah. Anything else for everybody?
All I know is I'm excited.
We had a little bit of rain earlier today, but it looks like it's cleared out and it's cooled the temperature down. So it looks like it's going to be a great night.
Well, yeah, it is still cloudy, but I hope it. All the rain's down south. Isn't what you said?
Guess what it looked like.
Well, here we go. Coming up, Alabama.
Woo!
Well, Alabama's taking the stage. And, man, they are getting this crowd going early on at the CMA Fest.
Hey, just a perfect opening act for CMA Fest, you know?
Yes.
Reaching lost and
Well, Alabama's waving goodbye, Tom.
Man, that was too quick.
I agree.
Well, about maybe, what, five, six songs?
Maybe about three or four.
Yeah. I was loving it, too.
It's a great way to kick it off, but I tell you what, the guy who comes up next is going to wake this place up.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And we're talking about none other than...
Luke Bryan.
Yes.
Oh, the girls are going to go crazy.
Some of the guys will, too. Yeah. This place will be dancing like crazy.
Yeah.
We've got to get back to the photo pit because we want to make people jealous.
Yeah.
I hate it, man.
And here we go. Hello, we're down here in the photo pit, and right before Luke Bryan comes on, there's some ladies here, of course.
It's Lauren's getting hitched, Lauren's bachelorette party.
Oh, who's getting married here?
Right here.
And your name is?
Lauren.
Lauren. Well, were you taking a picture with Will then, if you're getting married, huh?
Yes. I was taking the picture with Will.
Okay, it wasn't you. That's right, Lauren. I'm sorry.
That's
right, you're the one not in the picture. So y'all big fans of Luke Bryan?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's some of your favorites?
Every song. I was in Charlotte whenever he fell off stage. I was like right there when it happened.
Oh, really?
Yes, I was.
You were there when he fell off stage.
I caught him.
Did you
really?
Oh, he is.
Yes, he's my wishful husband.
Yeah. One minute
she
now.
She wishes she was marrying him.
So you married somebody else thinking it's him?
No. I mean, I'm just
do you like his dancing though?
I do. Have you seen the YouTube
shake it for me?
Have you seen the YouTube video where he's like shaking it to rap music?
Oh yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Who else are you here to see tonight?
You.
That's right.
Tim McGraw.
I did too.
And we were really excited about Alabama. Yeah, that's the one you don't really see very much.
That's right.
You know? That's like an honor to see.
Because they're old.
Because they're legends.
They're legends. They're not old. They're legends.
They have legend music.
They're mature. Yes.
They're very
mature.
What songs do y'all like to sing along with Luke Bryan?
Crash My Party. Go for the good one. Sorry.
Anytime.
Rain is a good thing when it's not raining.
Oh, yeah.
So if it rains tonight, rain's not
now
a good
tell me
thing.
Why rain is a good thing?
Because rain makes corn, and corn makes whiskey, and whiskey makes my baby
frisky.
Feel a little frisky. Except I don't have a baby, but if I did, it might make him frisky. I don't know.
Yeah.
But y'all don't drink, of course.
Never.
No, we're sober. So
oh, thank goodness. I don't like
AA, 5 years.
Oh, ever since you were 12. I like
that. Yeah,
actually nine, but
yeah. Okay. Y'all enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Luke Bryan's backstage, and what they're doing, they're interviewing him as he's walking
right,
to
ladies.
The stage. So here he comes.
I know you're ready to fill the stage of Indianapolis again tonight. Give it up for Luke Bryan.
What's up, CMA? The seat of my big black jacked up truck, rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. It's Thursday night, this party has just started. Are y'all ready to turn it up a little bit in Nashville, Tennessee? Huh. Your kind of this kind of night. On a Thursday night, come on. I know y'all got some whiskey, so let's get frisky one time. Come on. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Y'all sing with me. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. I'm feeling a little risky, that goes for a bargain.
Mayfest, how y'all feeling tonight? How about it for Alabama one more time? The greatest band to ever walk the face of the earth. How about Alabama one more time? Thank you so much for coming into our city. Thank you so much for supporting Frequency Music. Thank you so much for making so many of my dreams come true. I love you for it. City. Where are all my country girls at that announcement? I've been waiting all night to see some country girls singing for me. Come on. I got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. In the Tennessee mud, gonna watch you make me tall. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor, up on the toolbox, it don't matter, down on the tailgate. Girl, I can't wait to watch you be your thing. Shaking for the young bucks, sitting in the honky tonks, for the red mesh and running till the break of dawn, for the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shaking for the birds, shaking for the bees, shaking for the candy, swimming down deep in the creek, for the crickets and the birds and the squirrels. Shaking to the moon.
The stage, and he had this place going, didn't he?
Wow, he is an entertainer. Wow,
Man, you talk about the highlight of the night so far. My gosh.
I don't know who's going to beat it. Maybe Tim McGraw will.
Dierks
Bentley's going to give it a run for his money, I tell you that much, though.
Yeah, but I got a feeling the girls are going to be loving Brooke Luke, though. Oh, my gosh.
They like Luke Bryan, and
yes, they do. Wow. That's probably one of the craziest I've seen this whole crowd ever.
It's pretty crazy.
We've seen a lot. I'm not going to say that because we've seen an awful lot here. A lot of surprises.
But singing along and dancing and doing their hands. Oh, they were rocking.
All right, who do we got coming up next here, Will?
Next we have Brantley Gilbert.
Okay, let's see what Brantley Gilbert has to offer here.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Maybe we'll talk to some more people here. We're walking through the area where the media sits.
Right.
And we come across a couple of ladies we might have seen before.
Also a music star, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A radio star and a music star. What do you think about that?
I think it's great, man.
Do you?
Yeah, you never know what you're going to find at CMA Fest.
That's true. Let's go. Actually, we're standing here in front of them.
Yeah, they probably want to talk to us a little bit. What do you think?
Hey, it's Lexi from Luxembourg.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing good. Are you having a good time?
I'm having the time of my life.
Are you?
Oh.
Yeah. Time of my life.
Oh,
no. And I never left this way before. Come on, Jenny.
Lexi's watching Luke Bryan shake it for her.
Jimmy Casey's also here, too. Our good friend, superstar.
Yeah.
In Nashville, Tennessee here.
That's right.
Good to see you.
Thank you. It's good to run into you guys. We knew you'd be up to something, and sure enough, here you are.
Yeah, we're
in trouble.
Yeah. Pretty much. Wait, when are we going to get some more spaghetti?
That's what I want to know.
Oh. See, I had to buy this nasty chicken basket.
She's eating chicken from the place here.
No, actually, it's pretty good. I'm hungry enough to eat it.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure it's chicken?
Yeah, I don't know.
So last year, we had the Spaghetti Factory to sponsor us. This year, they're not sponsoring us.
What's up with that?
That stinks.
That does. Come on, Mike. You're not doing your job. Come on, man.
What's that, Lexi?
What did you do to them?
I don't know. I pushed them really hard, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Stiff the waiters or anything, did
you? Not me. Oh, but I love the Spaghetti Factory anyway. It's a great place to eat.
It is, no doubt about it.
Y'all got anything scheduled this week, Jenny, since you're the performer?
I'm doing private gigs.
Oh, we won't talk about that.
It's private.
I know, it's private. It's top secret. No, I'm playing for some people who are from out of the country that have come here for CMA Fest, doing private stuff. And then after this middle of the summer, I'm going overseas to play for crowds in Europe, so I'm really excited.
Oh, tell us, where are you going in Europe?
I'm going to be in Switzerland and France and Luxembourg.
Are you going to run into Lexi here?
I don't know. I might come and see her. I don't know.
I'm gonna make a meet and greet party over there, so all the musicians can come over in the garden. She can sing with Steven and stuff like that. We're gonna have fun.
Yeah, I know. Being treated like royalty. See what now? What's wrong with you guys? How come you aren't doing that? Huh?
Well,
a meet and greet party. Come on.
Have some chicken.
Tell us about this record signing deal thing.
Oh, that's secret too. That's private.
All right, we won't talk about that then. By the time I get this edited and put up, it'll probably be all over the world.
There's something in the works though. So I will announce it pretty soon. But looks like there's going to be some kind of a deal. Getting the album out, promoted, and distributed, and all that stuff. So,
all right.
Very excited. And then this fall, I'm going back to Europe. I'll be in a festival in Switzerland called Country Night Grindelwald, which is at it looks like a miserably horrible ski resort town in the Alps. I don't know if I'm going to be able to tolerate the,
sounds
real
horrible.
Sleazy type ghetto place, I think. I don't know. But anyway. Well, just, I'll go do what I have to do.
That's what we do, don't we?
That's right.
All right. Rock and roll, Lexi says. All right. It's good to talk to you ladies once again at the CMA Fest in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tonight is my best. Tonight is my best.
Well, we just saw Brantley Gilbert, and our thoughts?
Well, I wasn't quite sure. I was at a country music show.
It was pretty rocking, wasn't it?
I mean, it was rocking, but not a lot of country there.
But I tell you what, the fans liked it,
they
and that's
like
the main
it.
Thing.
Surprised, yeah.
What did you think about Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, I'm kind of with what you guys said. I mean, it was more like really heavy southern rock than country. I mean, I guess you throw a little hillbilly and a little redneck into a song.
Oh, it's a lot of redneck. Anybody have brass knuckles on his microphone? You know?
A lot of tattoos, too.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look at me. I'm the baddest guy up here. So what? And then he brought out a couple of his friends, Thomas Rhett and Justin Moore, joined him for a song. And when they showed them on the big screens, the stadium went crazy for a second.
Yeah, yeah. They got really excited. I mean, you'll see Thomas Rhett later on this week, though. He'll go crazy again.
Yeah, he sounded good. I think it made a big difference on the whole show right there.
Coming up next, Dierks Bentley.
Woo!
For right now, we're going to keep the music going for you. Please welcome Capitol Nashville recording artist, Dierks Bentley.
Who wants to have fun tonight? Anybody in the back want to raise a glass and kick it till the morning light? If I had to raise hell, I'd by myself. I will, but y'all, it ain't right. Yeah, it's time to get it on. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Yeah, come on, come on, get your drinks on. Let's have a little fun tonight.
Thanks for giving us a great life, man. Thanks to y'all. I long ago could have bought a new truck, but I don't want a new truck. I still drive my 1994 Chevy truck that I drove to this town in. It's on display over there at the Hall of Fame, I think. And thanks to y'all, I could have bought a new guitar a long time ago, but a new guitar does not come with a hole that I earned from playing all those bars over there on Lower Broadway. And a new guitar does not come with a Merle Haggard, George Strait, George Jones, or Garth Brooks autograph. So, I think I'm going to hold on to this guitar. And I'm going to hold on to the memories of this night for the rest of my life. This is just unbelievable what this has become. And you all are the reason why country music is exploding all across this country. All across some other countries too. And I just want to say thank you to each and every one of y'all for all you've given us. This is a day of Thanksgiving for me and this band. I hope you guys have the best CMA Music Fest week of your life. This song right here is what I'm all about. I hope this song hits you like it hits me. It's called I Hold On.
Hear me, Nashville. Oh,
What do you think about Dirks Bentley there, Tom?
I tell you, Dirks really surprised me. I mean, he rocked the whole time. The crowd really got into it. And I got a great video I posted on Facebook if you want to see what it was like when he was leaving the stage.
That's right. And maybe I'll get that and put it on Concert Blast, too.
There you go, man.
As he was leaving the stage, he walked right up in front of him. You know, and that's what I really liked about Dirks, how friendly he was. When he first went to the photo pit, he went straight to Will and gave him a high five.
Yeah. He came right to me and gave me a high five. I went back through the pit three times to get more pictures. He's such an entertainer, and the crowd loved him. He really connected to the crowd.
Oh, yeah, the fans loved him, and so did we, I have to say.
Yeah.
That's what you call bringing the show to you. That's what we want to do.
We want to bring the show to you because they're bringing it to us.
Yeah.
If they didn't bring it to us, we wouldn't care about bringing it to you.
That's true. We wouldn't be able to.
But this festival, the CMA Fest, it has to be one of the best of any kind of music out there because you get the best of the best. Each act plays about 20 minutes, 30 minutes maybe, and then you get the best of their stuff and maybe a new song or two. But they get everybody, gets everybody singing, as you heard.
Well, let alone what they do during the day. I mean, it's still all kinds of stuff. Wynonna Judd this morning.
Big and Rich opened up.
Big and Rich opened up.
Nashville, you said it.
Them Rascal Flatts.
They did pretty good.
I tell you, Their harmony mix is just incredible still.
They did an a cappella set with the band members, and they did the song Happy, as you heard. And then they also closed out with a fun rocker. The slow song they did, I saw so many people singing. And as you heard the girls singing, they were crying at the same time. It's like they lost loves or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Some kind of sympathetic song for sure.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of people singing.
So tell me, Will, what'd you think about it?
The crowd loved Rascal Flatts. Man, when they came out together and kind of harmonized, that was really good.
How'd you like the Happy song?
Oh, I love that song. They nailed it. They nailed that song. When they played God Bless the Broken Road, they actually, the people who were moving people along, let them stay there and take pictures. Because I guess they were just like, oh man, it's such a great song. You have to let them stay and watch this whole thing. It was amazing. It was frustrating to some people who weren't right in front of it, but man, the people who were loving it.
Okay, coming up next is going to be one of our favorites.
Absolutely, Tim McGraw.
We're just standing around. We just talked about Rascal Flatts, and then all of a sudden these three beautiful ladies with these funny accents come up to us. And it's our buddies from Australia. How you doing, ladies?
Good. How are you?
And so it's Therese and Claire, and then we got Claire's sister. Is that right?
Yeah, this is Grace.
And you're Grace?
I'm Grace.
And you've heard of Concert Blast, of course.
Of course.
Oh. All the way down in Australia, huh?
Of course. All the way over in Australia. I don't know about you guys.
I love the accents.
Definitely.
This is Will, by the way. Brian was our photographer, and he was tied up for the weekend. Will's taking his place. So this is Will. Our bus from Australia.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Hey, they can drink more than any fish I've ever met in my life. I didn't say that on the air, did I?
I didn't say about drinking.
Listen to the bar now.
Oh, there you go. So I'm going to stop you.
That's on the way.
Tell Craig hello and I'll be up there to see you guys.
Yeah, please do.
All right, guys. Yeah. Good to meet you.
See you guys.
Bye-bye. Tim comes out playing the guitar.
Hello.
And it's not an acoustic one either.
No.
We got him a sweat.
Yeah.
Spend most of the next day looking at the x-ray, talking about the options, talking about the sweet time. And still when it sank in, this might really be the real deal. How's it hit you when you get that kind of hit?
Tim McGraw closes out this set and closes out the night as the fireworks take off over the stadium. What a night, huh?
Night wow, what a night. I'm
what
telling
a night.
You.
Way to end the night. Way to end the night.
Oh,
I'll
perfect.
Tell you what, it's, what really makes this night special is the staff that tells us to keep it moving.
Yeah, they do a good
keep
job.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving, girls.
Girls?
And boys.
That's right. Y'all did a great job.
I yeah, y'all did.
Yes, very good job.
Great time with you guys.
We know we hate that. You hate us.
Yeah.
You hate hearing us say that.
And it's good to see all you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow night, I'm sure.
We'll be here every night.
All right, everybody. Right. And y'all will tell us what?
Keep it moving.
The ladies from the photo pit. Excellent job, everybody. Yeah, keep it moving, everybody.
Right? I was doing my job.
You did a great job.
It was.
All right, see y'all tomorrow.
All right, then. All right. Hey, good job, man.
Have a good night.
Me too. So as the fireworks continue here at the LP Field, which we call Titan Stadium, let's do a little recap. Tom, Will, as far as the recap of night number one,
all right, I'll go first.
All right.
I'll have to say Luke Bryan had the most energy. I think the fans probably were a little bit more energetic with him. I really, really enjoyed Alabama.
Yeah.
To hear those songs again, to see Alabama up on stage, people know those songs, they were singing along. That was the best thrill of the night. Dirk Bentley really surprised me. He's probably the big surprise of the night.
I've noticed he gets better every year.
He does. He really does. He really interacts with his fans better each year, too. So you're exactly right there. Rascal Flatts, by far the best harmony. Oh my God.
They did the acapella set there.
Oh, all of it. I mean, they just harmonized so well that was incredible, too.
And it wasn't just, you know, the main guys. It was the whole band.
Yeah, the whole band came
out.
The band came out.
They said it's the first
time they've ever done it. So that was really cool.
No doubt about it. Tim McGraw could be better. They definitely left out some songs.
It was a lot better.
I mean, it was a 5-minute intro. Come on. You know, you could have had a song in there.
Yeah.
But he ended the night great. So he did that well. So
Could have had Southern Boys in there, man. I'd love to hear that.
Yes. Mm. Southern Boys is a great song. So that's my recap.
Mr. Will.
Let's see. I think Tim McGraw, Luke Bryan, Dierks Bentley were on a whole other level for me tonight. Yeah. Alabama was a great way to kick the concert off. Yeah. Sometimes they have a guy who's just okay, but Alabama's like, you know, it's classic country.
Yeah.
And that was a great way to kick it off. And like we talked about, as the fireworks explode.
Yeah, the fireworks are going nuts. I guess it's the finale. And all we see is the sky lighting up. The fireworks finally. Will's going to complete his.
Yeah, I got to say, in Alabama was really great. Great way to start it off. Luke Bryan was very energetic. Still can't believe they had him second. Dierks Bentley was really into the crowd, really got down into with the people. Brantley Gilbert, that's not my cup of tea. They had a lot of fans for him here, but wasn't my cup of tea. Rascal Flatts, like we talked about, their harmonies were really good. And but lastly, Tim McGraw, it was kind of strange. When he first came out, everybody was kind of, But then once he started playing one of his older songs, this place went nuts. And, like Tom said,
I loved how he closed the set.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the whole crowd was just, like, completely focused when he played Live Like You Were Dying. Yeah, I wish he had played a little bit more older stuff. That's what the crowd really gravitates towards. But he stood it really great.
And for me, the best moment, I think, of the whole night was the ending of Tim McGraw's Live Like You Were Dying and the crowd singing at the top of their lungs.
Yes.
And then he just jumped down on his knees when it went to that high part. And it was just really good. Seeing our friends and our fans from all over the world.
Yes.
I think it was from Norway, Australia, Indiana, and I'm trying to think. Lexi from Luxembourg.
Yeah.
And then we had our Brentwood girls who noticed us. That was fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Will really liked it.
Will liked it, and you'll see pictures of Will liking it.
Oh, yeah.
He had a big smile on his
face.
He
got a couple smooches in there.
We had a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to day number two and night number two.
Yes.
Anything else, guys?
Some sleep and get ready for tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, get some sleep, yeah. Yeah, it was a great night. I mean, it can only build from here. It's going to be great.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, until next time, this is Mike Arnold signing off along with
Tom Thompson
and Will Perry.
Until next time, God bless you, everybody.
Yes, sir. Woohoo!
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.
I didn't get it. My voice is too rough right now.